Hello.
Hello, good evening. Oh, good evening, ma'am. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to complete a survey, ma'am? Your opinion is so important to us.
Survey the community?
Yeah, ma'am. It's mostly about elections and topics like that. For example, the first question does ask, ma'am, just to make sure we have a representative sample, would you say your age is between 18 to 29, 30 to 49? 50 to 64?
30 to 49.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Great. And moving on, ma'am. The media in the U.S. generally classifies people as Hispanic, white, Anglo, black, Asian. How would you consider yourself?
Hispanic.
Great. All right, ma'am. And are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Great, ma'am. All right. And there was an election in Ohio, November 7, 2023. Did you vote in that election? Did you say a yes or a no?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, okay. All right. And even though it's still a long time away, but the next mayor election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election, ma'am? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely?
Very likely.
Oh, okay. And in your opinion, ma'am, what is the most important problem or issue impacting you and your family? For example, we have jobs on the economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, product shortages, immigration, border security, education, crime, foreign policy, socialism, fascism, wokeism, China, supporting Ukraine in their war with Russia, or spending too much in Ukraine in their war with Russia, healthcare, abortion, global climate change, racism and race relationships, terrorism, income inequality, gun control, gun safety, division of the political parties, Donald Trump, disinformation, election security, Israel. Any of those, ma'am?
I have a few.
Which one, ma'am? Tell me.
Abortion. It's
okay.
A concern.
All right, ma'am.
The other one is the election security that is not really good.
Okay.
Apparently.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the country is spending a lot of money in Ukraine and, you know, those words around the world. And also crime.
Crime. Great feedback, ma'am. Okay, moving on quickly. When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? Would you say you decided that on election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months before the election.
Months before the election.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio, in your own words?
The one that just passed in November?
Yes. In just a few words, ma'am. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was
abortion and marijuana.
And marijuana. All right. All right, ma'am. All right, moving on quickly. Well, here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. I just want you to tell me how you voted on this issue. Well, the first one is, the summary is provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decision, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health, and no vote oppose amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's reproductive decisions. So based on that summary, ma'am, how did you vote on the issue one, which is for abortion that I just read, ma'am? Would you vote a yes or a no for that?
The one in November?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. On this year's ballot
no.
In Ohio. Yes.
Well, there were two. There were one in August and one in November.
What about the one I just read right now, ma'am? Would you like me to read it again?
I got confused because those things have like confusing words. I don't know if you read the one for August or the one for November.
Oh, the survey doesn't indicate, ma'am. It just mentions it's one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Mm-hmm. It just says that you provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's reproductive decisions, ma'am. So based on that summary, I was asking, ma'am, did you vote a yes?
Oh, that's the one that the state is going to restrict the abortion?
Mm-hmm, that's what I just read. So I was asking.
Okay, yeah, that's the one in August. I went yes on that one.
Yes on that
restriction.
One. Oh, okay.
Yeah, for abortion.
Is in your own words, ma'am, why did you vote a yes, like in your own words?
Well, I vote yes because I think there's another way for women not to get pregnant. So if you don't want to get pregnant, there's a whole bunch of different ways to prevent that. I don't think it's fair for them to get pregnant and then start killing babies.
Okay, ma'am, not a problem. So from what you're saying, that you feel that there is another way for women to not get pregnant? Okay, ma'am.
Exactly.
Well, okay, ma'am. And you said you voted yes on issue one in November 7 election, Ohio. Well, when exactly?
No, in November 7, I vote no on
you voted that no? Oh.
On
okay.
Issue one, the one that approved the abortion.
Oh,
all
you
the
voted
way
a no?
9 months.
Oh, I'm sorry,
on the
ma'am.
One they approved the abortion, I vote no.
Okay, I'm sorry, then. Yeah, if your answer was no, then I would like to know, in your own words, why did you vote no on issue one?
I just told you.
Because you said there's another way for women to not get pregnant, right?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of ways, if you don't want to get pregnant, to, you know, to prevent pregnancies.
Good. So you said you voted no on issue one in November 2nd election in Ohio, ma'am. When exactly did you decide how you were going to be voting on issue one? Did you decide that on election day, a few days
No.
before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months before the election.
Oh, okay. No problem. Well, I'm going to read to you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year, ma'am. I just want you to tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. For example, English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos like YouTube, Spanish language online digital ads and videos on YouTube, social media, phone calls or texts, someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, any of those, ma'am?
Church.
Church, okay. All right. And moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, we would like
and
to know.
And family members, too.
Oh, church and family members. All right. Okay, ma'am. And moving on quickly, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Would you say friends and family, healthcare, faith, women in religion, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations or celebrities? Any of those?
Who has? Can you repeat the question?
Sure. When considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Mm-hmm. We have people like friends or family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities, any of those, ma'am?
Yes, family members, religious leaders, and pro-life.
Pro-life, okay. Did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election, ma'am? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Things that I hear about it.
Uh-huh. Did you hear? Uh-huh. Did you remember
yeah,
any?
Yeah, in fact, yes.
Yes.
Yes,
Okay. Well, what was that particular thing that specifically impacted how or if you voted on this election, like in your own words for me to write
when
it down?
I was checking about the issue, the fact that they said that they want to approve abortion all the way to 9 months, that shocked me right there.
Hmm. Okay, I'm just writing it down. That they would approve abortion for up to 9 months.
Yeah, okay. that was shocking for me.
No problem. I'm writing this feedback down, ma'am. All right. Great feedback, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one, ma'am? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
No? Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am, is there a reason why you said no?
Yeah, because I already know how I think about abortion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, ma'am, I'm writing this down. All right, moving on quickly. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
No? Okay.
And I was ready for it.
Oh, I was ready for it. All right. That was your reason. Okay. And moving on, ma'am, I'm going to read to you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the debate of issue one debate in Ohio. I just want you to tell me after each message, so let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. I'll be very quick, ma'am. For example, the first one says, legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. That is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Would you say very or somewhat convincing, ma'am?
Convincing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you say very or somewhat? Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Yeah, very.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Unconvincing. No problem. Would you say very unconvincing or somewhat unconvincing?
Very.
Okay. Very unconvincing. All right. Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. yes. So if you said not convincing, I was going to ask you, is that not very convincing or not convincing at all? I'm sorry. Would that be not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
No problem. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes in the 9th month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortion allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
That they propose?
Mm-hmm.
I got confused on that one.
Yes, Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. All right, so they go against it, ma'am. So you can join them by voting no on issue one. So would you find this convincing or unconvincing?
Somewhat convincing.
No problem. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our fate, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exemptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Would you say not very convincing or not convincing at all, ma'am?
Not very.
All right. And the last one for this section says, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Oh, convincing.
All right. Would you say not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not very convincing at
all.
Okay. Not convincing at all.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. And which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights, ma'am? Would you say Democrats or Republicans?
No, nothing.
None? No problem. Well, what is the most important problem or issue, ma'am, currently facing the U.S. that would likely determine how you vote in the 2024 election? These are the same categories I had read before, you know, like jobs and the economy, low wages, inflation, healthcare, abortion, global climate change, racism and race relations, terrorism, income inequality, gun control, gun safety, division of the political parties, Donald Trump, disinformation, election security, Israel, foreign policy, socialism, fascism, wokeism, China, supporting Ukraine in their war with Russia, or spending too much in Ukraine in their war with Russia, immigration, product shortages, inflation, federal deficit, any of those, ma'am?
Well, immigration is a problem. Economics is a problem. Abortion is another problem.
Okay.
All this inflation is a problem. We have a ton of problems.
No problem, ma'am. No problem. Just writing that down quickly. All right, ma'am. Now, if you had to choose, which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Would you say economic issues and inflation, or abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the U.S.?
Abortion.
Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am, will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Yes.
Okay. And moving on quickly, I know it's still a long way off, ma'am, but if November 2024 election for president were being held today and your candidates were Joe Biden as Democrat Party nominee, Donald Trump as a Republican Party nominee, and a third party candidate, or would you say you're currently undecided?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Well, is there a reason why you chose Donald Trump, ma'am, in your own words?
Well, many reasons. Starting back when Donald Trump was president, and economics and a whole bunch of things in this country were way better than what they are now.
Mm-hmm.
The immigration, the borders are open. Like New York City, it's packed with immigrants living on the streets everywhere. The economics, it's terrible.
I get that, ma'am. All right. All right, ma'am. I have all these feedback. All right, ma'am. So thank you for that feedback. Moving on quickly. In what country were you born, ma'am?
Dominican Republic.
Okay. And which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? Would you say the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
It depends on, because I'm not on either side.
Would you say you lean more towards the Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
Republican.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Okay. Would you say very conservative or conservative?
Very.
Okay, ma'am. Well, what would you say is your annual household income before taxes? Would you say less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over 100,000?
25 to 50.
Okay, and moving on, ma'am, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses, ma'am. They were so helpful to me. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye.